to the Rockman Show. It's time for Rockman to give his opinions, his views, and his thoughts on life and rock. So grab a beer, buckle in, and get ready to rock!
Here you go, Ragman on the road once again in Europe. I'm back in fucking Europe. How do you believe that? I don't know. I don't even know what's going on anymore. I was home for a month after Asia, and now I'm back in Europe. As you heard last episode, I'm in Romania. I'm in Bucharest, and I'm at a very cool beer bar called Beer O'Clock, where it's just like when you go to a country, you have no idea what the craft beer scene is going to be like. I met my friend George here, and he hooked me up with some good beers. But it's just crazy. There's hazy IPAs here that I'm like, I can't believe what I'm drinking. I'm like, this is insane. This doesn't happen. In a lot of my travels, it doesn't. But, I mean, Romania is not one that it's got to be a huge craft beer scene. I've been in Germany, and it's your standards, right? And they have the craft beer bars, which I'm going to be back in Hanover, where I got to go try to find some sunglasses. Long story. Left them last time I was here. But anyway, man, I am in Bucharest starting the next Ragman on the Road series. I'm not sure how many I'll do with these. I tried to get George to be on the show, but he said, no way. I'm too shy. Fuck it. I don't want to be a part of your show. I've heard your show. It's for degenerates. So if you listen to my show, I guess you're classified as a degenerate, and I guess I am, because I'm the one that records this shit. But anyway, interesting day. I left Calgary at what time did I leave? Like 7:45 in the morning. Landed in Chicago. And then from Chicago, went to Vienna. And then from Vienna to Romania or Bucharest. So here we are. And so I get over here, and I've traveled a lot, as you know, and I get over here, and I'm going to rent my car. Because, actually, I'll tell you this right now. I've learned this. If you ever come to Romania, taxis are expensive, and so are Ubers. Very expensive. Where in some countries I've been in, especially over in Asia, New Zealand, Australia, stuff like that, The fees are not bad. I mean, it's like $5-$10. Go wherever, right? But here, to go a short distance, it's like $6. And you're like, it's not that bad. No. I could have walked out of the airport, dropped my bags off at the hotel for $6, or saved the $6. But anyway, I land, right? And I call the Uber. I'm like, I'm not paying for a taxi. They usually screw you. And I can't figure out where the Uber is. So the Uber guy's like, oh, fuck you, dude. Later. Really? I was like, yeah. You're gone. So let's play a song from Overkill called Fuck You. That's who the Uber driver. Then he gave me 2 minutes to figure out where the fuck he was, and he couldn't even like translate, you know, to tell me where he was. All right, how about some Overkill? Well, I got to tell you what, the Beer O'Clock is so cool. It's a good mix of, when I got here, they were playing A Perfect Circle. And then it went to classic rock. Now it's going to like very, very classic rock. I've heard Beach Boys. I've heard Scorpions. You heard AC/DC in the background a little bit ago. So anyway, tomorrow could be interesting. I know we haven't done it. A Halloween episode in a long time, but I'm going to, there may be some Halloween shit going on tomorrow, so my plan is to get up early, catch a train, and go to Transylvania, and go to Dracula's Castle. So I'm really looking forward to that. It's a, like a bucket list thing, so I'll post pictures and stuff like that, of course. But you know, I don't know what could happen out there either. Could I meet a vampire? You know what? These horror movies where the vampire chicks are so fucking hot, and you're like, you know, would I like live death? I guess you're dead, but would you live eternity in damnation for a hot chick biting your neck? But you don't age, you know. I mean, if you're dead, does your dick still work? I don't know. But hot, like, vampire chick bites you or wants you, what do you do? I don't know if that could happen tomorrow. Who knows? All I know is I'm getting on a train and going from Bucharest to Transylvania. And I'm going to go to, it's actually called, Bronze Castle. So I can't wait to see that and share my experience with you. And if some weird shit happens. We'll see what happens. But I tell you what, before I leave you right now, let's play some Hellstar Dracula's Castle. Old school shit. We'll talk soon.
Won't you look into my world? What do you see? Can't you free the chains? Or do you hold the key? When you reach the end, the corners of your mind, what will you be? What will you find? Will you find the answers to the questions that you ask of me? Will you find your answer? Or will you find out that you weren't meant to be?
All right, you got Ragman back live in fucking Romania, fucking Bucharest, and I met two new fucking friends you're going to meet shortly, and I'm at Kirtia Burra.
Well, I'm Alicia. Hi.
Well, you didn't pronounce the last part.
What am I pronouncing the last part?
What the fuck? What is a B word?
Oh, I was like, what do you want me to say? Bararilo? Bararilo.
Okay, I'll buy it.
I'm Ethan, a metalhead from Cardiff, Wales, in the UK.
Nice. So I met these great couple. Are y'all married? Or just...
No.
Not yet.
Getting there, yeah. It's not a dating game, but no, how long y'all been together?
4 years tomorrow.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, 4 years.
is that why you're here? Yeah. Is like anniversary?
Yeah, anniversary, yeah.
Fuck yeah. Good for y'all. I'm happy for you. I found love outside of my marriage when it fucking fell into a pit of hell. And then it just hadn't worked out. She's still in the wings.
Okay.
I've met some others that are there too. But there's the one. And she'll always be the one. Even if we don't end up together.
Yeah.
I'll always love her. So I could end up with someone else. But
you have that in the back of your head.
But you understand that, right? It's a woman.
Yeah. I mean, I think.
Well, it's like
you're always gonna have that one person that you like is always in the back of your head. I think.
Well, it's a love and the commitment you had with that person, like history. You kind of like wrote a book with each other. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when it's finished, you just close the book. Then whenever time, you just go through it and read it again, in a way.
Yeah.
Like, love is kind of a strong history with someone. Do you know what I mean? Like, the history, kids, adventures you had, the history. It's just mind-baffling, you know?
Well, I'll tell you this. So, this woman, I was married to a woman for 26 years. And I loved her at one point. And then it went so far south that it never could come back north. And I met this one woman that I've never connected with on more of an emotional level.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the sexual attraction, maybe me for more for her, but no, she says I'm handsome. I got that on record. But to be honest, there's no one, there's one thing that's just like our stickler. It's like, I don't know if we can ever be together, but forever for me, she'll be in my heart. So I hope that you two, I just met you today. So I hope that y'all have that special connection. You've been together for 4 years, so you have something.
Yeah, honestly, it's like before I met my partner, it's like I was like the local slag. Anyway, like I used to be like a fuckboy. I used to just go around sleeping with girls, and somehow I managed up with her. We met in a nightclub. It was quite an interesting story, actually, how we first met each other.
But you're obviously a metalhead. She's wearing like a flame like shirt.
Yeah, I do.
You
like,
got
I do
the
like,
nose rings.
I do like metal as well.
So was music the connection for y'all or no?
Yeah, pretty much. Because like the nightclub we met in was it's like a it's an alternative bar. So like I don't want to say emo, but emos.
and that's
how we met, connecting in that place. And obviously we have a lot of similar interests when it comes to music as well. So,
but question for you. Do you like pop punk? I mean, I'm wearing Rain City Drive. I don't know if you know them, but I saw Neck Deep, if you know them, in Australia.
Yes.
2 months ago.
Yes. I don't listen to them anymore, but I used to be obsessed with Neck Deep. I used to be absolutely obsessed with them. I've seen them live like 4 or 5 times, and I've seen them play a festival as well. They're cool. They're good.
Favorite Neck Deep song? Let's play it.
Oh, probably Crushing Grief.
Let's do it right now. So we're talking about Neck Deep. You asked me about the story so far, so
I was just saying, do you like them? Like,
I do.
So very similar to Neck Deep. So I think, yeah. Your favorite song by the story so far?
Somebody threw a twig at me. Was it you? Or it came from the sky. No, the guy looked at me. I've got a cigarette, mate. Fuck it. No. It's all good, mate. No, hold on real quick. For everybody out there that listens to my show, how is my English accent? Is it Australia, mate? Or is it more South African, or is it more UK?
Well, it depends on what part of the UK, because like, if you want to do somewhere like from London, it's like, oh, do you want a bottle of water, mate?
Come on. What did we say earlier, though? You said his accent was more British, and I said it was more Australian, so...
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, if I'm a wanker from Grimsby...
A what?
Grimsby?
A wanker from Grimsby.
By that time, I probably smelt the Carlin on your breath.
Yeah, that's...
It's either that, or you're wearing a shit football jersey who's never had a title in a good, like, 70 years.
Mark, that's for you, my friend. So, anyway, back... Let's not talk about my shitty accent. So that's awesome. So story so far, Neck Deep, you're into pop punk. I love that. Do you know Titus?
Who?
Titus? Yes.
No, not heard of him.
So he's pop punk, a little bit of rap, from New Jersey. I saw him, met him... Two or three weeks ago,
like,
whatever.
Is he like very popular, or is he like just up and coming?
He's up and coming.
All right, okay. I have to give him a listen then.
Yes, you have to.
Yeah.
No, Titus is a shit.
No, it is.
Yeah. Sick About You. Check that song out.
Okay.
Yeah. You have the pop punk, and then you have heavy metal. So, metal bands.
Three of my top bands at the moment. It's probably Brand Sacrifice, Lorna Shore, and Whitechapel.
Oh, wow. Whitechapel.
You stole that from me. You stole Lorna Shore from me.
Lorna Shore's fucking brutal.
I know, right?
So... What was the first band?
Grand Sacrifice.
I don't know them. So let's play a song from them because I've never heard them. Let's do it.
Okay. I will recommend the song called Charlotte or that Hammer of God. Honestly, that man's a fucking demon. Honestly.
Yeah.
If fucking Lucifer spunked somewhere in fucking America and just got a guy with dreadlocks just speaking facts, that's him. Honestly.
Sweet. Let's do it. Blind Sacrifice. Down, we may like do a second part because we're like halfway through our beers and you're out of your drink. Once again, you're beating us tonight. We're focusing on talking and eating, but you're thirsty. Happens. But no, I'm so happy I met you both.
Oh, you too. You too. You're lovely. You're amazing.
You guys as well. So I tell you what, let's play out. So, I play a lot of music. So, I know you're wearing a Motley Crue hat. Should we play some Motley Crue?
Yeah,
go on. I'll try it with Motley Crue.
All right. So,
the video from the Netflix series, Dirt. Don't mention that, okay?
Let's go deep. Deep cuts. Okay. This is not like Girls, Girls, Girls. No Shout the Devil. No Looks at Kill. No... Kickstart My Heart. Deep, deep, deep. Deep in the bowels of hell of Motley Crue, you're picking the song. What are we going to listen to?
Kickstart My Heart. I gotta say.
You're right. I said we couldn't pick that one.
No, but honestly, when you listen to that song, whatever they're going to say it, just think of Jackie Chan, honestly.
All right. I'm with you. Because that song rocks. There's a ride in Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida.
Always wanted to go there.
And then when you go down this roller coaster, you can pick the song you want to hear. And my kid and I, we'd always pick Kickstart My Heart. Let's do some Crew.
Baby,
All right, so after I left Ethan and Alicia, things turned south. Things didn't go well. It was not good for me. It wasn't good for anybody. Well, if you're American in Bucharest, I guess the would it be Bucharanians or would it be just Romanians? I think Romanians would like fit, right? So these motherfuckers. Anyway, so we're at this beer bar, right? We finish up, we do our thing, and we're having a good old time. And then we meet these people, and they're like,
"Hey, you need to come with us to this place." And we go to this place. It's a good bar. It's a good...
I'm not sure why I sound Italian. I'm just doing an accent. Don't judge. So it's like,
"Come with us. We go to this place."
So, you know why I'm doing Italian? Because I'm in Italy now. I lived after this, so. Anyway, hold on. I'm going into a dream state. Hold on. You hear harps? Or, like, something like that? I hear it. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, I'm going to recount. I'm going to count to three, and I'm going to go into, like, hypnosis. Hold on. John's here.
Hey, I'm going to put you under.
Okay. Okay. I don't even know why you're here.
McKee's, he funded this time, you know what I'm saying?
It's like, okay, whatever. So, what are you gonna do?
You count to three and then say lambs and shit.
What, am I going to sleep? We count sheep? What do you say, fucking lambs?
Don't worry about it, just say lambs.
All right, here we go. One, two, three, lambs.
You're going into a deep sleep.
Oh, wow. Where am I? I'm just... What's going on here? Okay, I'm in the dark room. I'm going down the steps. Who are you?
My name is Bruno. I'm from Bucharest. I don't wonder. It's fine. You're with me.
Okay, why is it so dark?
Don't worry. You hear the music. You hear the lovely music. There'll be beautiful women where we're going. Don't wonder. Don't worry.
All right, Brutus. You know, whatever. We'll go. And why am I here? I was with Ethan and Alicia, and they're gone.
Oh, don't worry. They do not want to join.
Okay, I understand. Not everybody wants to party like we do. So we're going in. All right. I can't see. Oh, follow the light. Follow the music. All right. Oh, that door's creaky. You need to oil that. Yes, you do. Oh, wow. Look at all the beautiful women.
Oh, it's a beautiful women. Oh, bikini bar. Find a few you like. Okay, so be fun now.
Like, all right. Wait, I thought you were fucking from Bucharest. Why do you sound Italian?
Don't worry. I'm a Brutus.
Yeah, Brutus or Brutilia. I don't know what your fucking name is. Anyway. Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you? I'm this beautiful woman. I'm going to show you my boobies. And we will sit with me and we play on the couch together.
Okay, if you want to do that, whatever. I'm fine with that. All right, cool. We're all good. Yeah, music I don't like, but boobies I like. I do. I mean, everybody knows this.
Oh, you want to see the boobies? You don't see.
Oh, okay. So anyway, you know, I don't feel so good. That drink you just gave me, I don't feel so well. So I think I want to go. So... Why am I talking to myself? I gotta pee.
Oh, where are you going? Where are you going?
Brutus, I gotta pee. You know, I've been drinking. I need to pee.
You go pee and then you come back to me, because if not, I will kill you.
What? Well, kill me. I just gotta take a leak, pal. And, you know, I know I'm a good looking dude and all that. And, you know, I don't go that way. I like the ladies. I like Matilda over there, whatever fuck her name was. But no, let me go pee. So I'm going to the restroom. I'm coming out of my sleep here. And I'm thinking, why does Brutus want to kill me? why is this beautiful woman want me so bad? That doesn't usually happen in his normal life. I mean, shit like that doesn't happen to me. We all know this. But, I really gotta pee, and I don't feel so good. I think I drank something. Something in my drink. My mind's not straight. But, I gotta get the fuck out of here. I do. So, I pee, and I come out, and there's Brutus looking at me.
Well, you're going to pay right now, right?
I was like, yeah, I'm going to pay. I'm going to get the fuck out of here.
What about me?
Sorry about you, Matilda. I got to go out of here. I got places to be tomorrow. Yeah, I told you I'm going to Drekka's castle. Is it going to happen? Fuck, I don't know at this point. Because I don't feel so good. Something, I don't know. I don't know if it's the water. I didn't drink water, but there was something. I'm not feeling so good. So I'm going to go pay. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Gino. Just to pay all the bill right here.
I'm like, why are you Italian? You're fucking Bucharest, Romania.
Don't worry about it.
So it's like a mob or something. I guess, I don't know. I'm thinking this in my head. And so I try to pay. And my credit card's like, no, this is fraud. We're not doing this. I'm like, oh, good, thank you. He's like, ah. Brutus is like,
no, you have to pay. I've been paying all night.
Paying for what? I'm paying for 3 drinks and trying to get the fuck out of here. So anyway, I pay for my drinks. I get out. I stumble home. And the nightmare's over. I made it out alive, people. I did.
A flash of light. You know you're not going home tonight. Be a jack or switch, doctors are mine. No way to run, everywhere you'll find. You can't escape from a bedroom maid. When your time has come, you'll accept the
You know what? I'm in fucking Pescara, Italy, with the Metal Munchkin. She's here. And she's... You know what's weird about kids? You try to teach them the right way. It's like, hey, you could be on my podcast. She's like, no, I'm going to put my headphones on and watch fucking Netflix. instead of talking to her pops on her, his great podcast, this world-renowned all over the world, she's like, nah, forget about it. So anyway, I wanted to talk about some music. Or I tell you what, before we even do that, let's have a beer. I got a beer, Mr. G. Tonight we've got the Todo Mundo Pacific IPA. It's like Telemundo. Hello, this is Miguel, and you will be listening to Telemundo. But no, it's a beer from Italia. So actually, Italian and I guess Latin are pretty close in language stuff. Now my daughter's texting. Let's do this. Let's open this bad boy. Oh, fuck. I can't open this fucking thing. Hi. Okay. I'm going to wake up the whole fucking hotel. Oh, wow. That smells funky. I can't see this. It's in a can. But it's a cool can, man. The label's what got me. It looks like... hold on. Let's see what the munchkin says. What do you think that is?
It kind of looks like an emo Among Us character.
It does look emo. I like it. It's kind of horror themed, sort of, right?
Yeah. But do you know what Among Us characters look like?
No, what is it?
I'll show you. It's like a video game or like a phone game. Hold on.
Is it Italian?
No.
American?
So, yeah.
Japanese?
But I mean, probably. Italian people.
That looks nothing like it. That looks like a pair of pants.
No, that's a little game character, and that looks like an emo version of it.
Okay, well, we will let the fans judge.
Yeah, look, it has.
That looks like a penis.
You look like a penis.
Don't talk to your father that way, mate.
I don't give a fuck, mate.
The can four. Aroma, West Coast IPA, so not bad. 3.5. Drink. Not bad. It's citrusy, a little bit bitter on the end, which is pretty much typical of a West Coast. 3.5. Way to go, guys. I tell you what, for the song out of the beer, and I don't know one song from this band, but I love the name of the band. They're called Mannequin Pussy, and I hear they're playing Houston. And since I like the name, we're going to play them. So here's some Mannequin Pussy. So, all right. So, Munchkin and I were rounding out my European adventure. Sorry you only get one Ragman on the Road series. There's been a lot of shit that happened, which I will talk about in future episodes, but I want to get this out. In the beginning of this episode, we started in Romania, but now I'm at the very end of my trip, and I'm in Pescara, Italy. with my daughter, the Metal Munchkin. And I'm so honored to have her here. I will be honest with you guys. I have never missed home so much than I have from this trip. And having my daughter here has just made my world. Because after what happened in Romania, which I gave you a comedic version of what happened, which was pretty much telling what was going on. It's been a lonely ride. I've met a lot of great people along the way, which I have a big mouth, as you know. But I missed home more than any time ever traveling. And having my daughter join me in Italy was my happiest moment. And I've been so happy when she got here. And I'm like, oh my God, thank God, home's here. Home has joined me in Italy. And today has been probably my happiest day in my whole journey for the last 3.5 weeks. So, that said, I got the Metal Munchkin here. She hadn't been on the show in the bit, so I wanted to have her back. And we're here together, just she and I, in Italy, of all places. And I've taken her to Rome and Pescara. But unfortunately, last night, she was not feeling well. So, Munchkin, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing this. We've been together all night. What, I mean, she gets awkward in front of a mic. I'm not awkward in front of anything, apparently, because I talk way too fucking much. But the experience, so I will tell you guys, she's been to Europe, Asia, a lot of places in her early life, but it was early. So in her latter part of her life, she probably has not been to Europe since like 2018. So since she was like 15 years old-ish, something like that.
Yeah, probably 16, 17.
Yeah, so the experience for you being here now, how is it compared to when you're younger? I mean, do you even remember anything at the young age? Because I talked to a lot of parents where they have younger children, and I'll say, you know, I don't know if it's really worth them going. They don't really appreciate, because I remember driving through the Swiss Alps, and the Munchkin was on her iPad. It was not looking at mountains or nothing. But today we were driving through the Italian Alps, and I'm like, look at that. And she's like, awesome. So what is what is the difference between back then? Do you remember any of the beautiful scenery, or today did it really open your eyes to what Europe brings as a country?
Well, I mean, I do have a couple core sporadic memories from when I was younger and traveling that I definitely am very, very appreciative of. But I guess I would say that the biggest difference is I do appreciate it more, and I think my interests are just, like, a little bit different than when I was younger. Because when I was younger, I'd be like, oh my God, this is so boring. Why are we looking at this castle? Why are we on this drive? But now I'm like, oh, like, we're going on a drive to reach the destination. Oh, this is this old. Oh, I get to go drink wine and eat good food. So I think my interests are just a lot different, and I wouldn't say that taking your kid overseas young is a bad experience or a bad idea, because I definitely do have a couple of core good memories from when I was younger, but definitely as I've gotten older, I appreciate the culture and the food and everything a lot more. It's two different ends of the totem pole, I would say.
Well, I see that. And, you know, I think the older you get, the more you appreciate it. So, like, even when you were young, we took you to, like, Disney. You don't remember any of that shit. And then when you get older, you're like, okay, I have great memories of that. When you're, like, you know, in your teens or whatever. But in Europe, it's different. Like you said, there's castles. There's ruins. I love ruins. You know that. But now, coming here, it's like, what do you want to see? You want to see, you know, castles. You're like, let's go to that church. I want to look at shops. Cuisine is big for you, and a wine bar. And you're legal to drink here. So it makes it even that much better for you. So, you know, we're here for the next 4 days or so. What is your kind of like, what do you want to do for the next 3 or 4 days before we go home?
That's a really good question. I would say definitely, I'm a huge fashion girl, so I would love to look at some of the Italian fashion that they have over here. Definitely eat more good food, try new things, and just kind of see where the day takes us. I'm not big of a person who likes to plan every single second. I'd rather kind of be adventurous and venture out and just kind of do whatever. I guess it's not something I look forward to. I just think I look forward to the possibility of what could happen each day.
I got you. And I think the older you get, you'll like appreciate more stuff like maybe museums or art or whatever. But at this point, I think it's more about you're in the fashion industry. So you're like curious to see how that is over here opposed to the U.S. as well as the cuisine. The cuisine. So you're big on cuisine and wines and little bars and stuff like that. And we saw, you know, lots of younger folks tonight, you know, enjoying the type of venues we were at. I mean, we were at beer bars, and then we went to the one kind of weird bar. We went to beer bars and a weird bar, and it's like weird how it morphed into a normal place into more of a, like a disco pub type thing, which was kind of interesting. But I think the older you get, maybe you'll like say, oh, I want to go there or this, and maybe your views will change because it's based on age, right? And what you're into.
Well, I think too, I have just, when I was little, y'all forced me to go to like the castles and the ruins and all that kind of stuff. And I just never found that much interest in it. I don't think I'd be so reluctant today. I think what I would be more interested in is like maybe an art museum or an art gallery. More, less architecture, more art, just because I'm more artistic. But I guess like I see what you're saying. Maybe when I do get older, I'll find it more interesting. But
yeah, it depends. I mean, as you age, your interests change, which like when you're younger, it's you middle-aged, or you're not even close to that, but you know, teenager, young adult, change, middle-aged, yes, and then a little bit older, yes. So anyway, we're in a beer bar, which was pretty cool, and we've heard a variety of different kind of music today. But one song I want to play right now is a song that my daughter and I have bonded over for years. And it came on the car today, and you're like, fuck yeah. And we're going through the mountains in Italy. What was it, Munchkin?
Beast of Burden.
Little Stones. Let's do it. Anyway, we're at this beer bar, and last drink of the night. Again, she's legal here, which is pretty fucking cool. It's like, no one's looking for IDs or anything like that. It's just like, walk in, we'll get a beer, whatever. And, you know, unfortunately, she got here last night and not feeling well. So we went to a couple places in Rome. But, you know, it was weird. I had a long night, my last night in Aberdeen. and with some friends, and I was like, I wasn't feeling it last night. And then today, we slept in and got some sleep, and we're like, fuck, all right, cool. She's feeling better. I'm, you know, more winded because I got my rest. And here we go. We go into this last beer bar, and they're playing rap. I don't even know what the fuck it is. And she goes, I'm dead. She's fucking making the hand signals and all that shit. So what are they playing, and what's your favorite song from this artist?
Oh, from Drake? Oh, wow. I love Drake. I've been a Drake fan since I was probably in sixth grade. Yeah. Love him. I think my favorite Drake song... Oh, that's really hard. Like, Dad, this is one of my favorite all-time artists.
Pennies and Nickels?
No. Fuck, that's not even a song.
Quarters and Half Dollars?
No. It would probably be Look What You've Done.
Drake. All right, let's play it.
It's like 09 in your basement, and I'm in love with Nebby. And I still love her, but it fell through because I wasn't ready. And your back hurt, and your neck hurt, and you smoking heavy. And I sit next to you and I lecture you because those are deadly. And then you ash it and we argue about spending money on bullshit. And you tell me I'm just like my father, my one button. You push it and ask fuck you, I hate you. I move out in a heartbeat and I leave out. And you call me and you tell me that you sorry. And you love me and I love you. And your heart hurts, mine does too. And it's just words and they cut deep. But it's our world, it's just us too. I see painkillers on the kitchen counter. I hate to see it all hurt so bad. But maybe I wouldn't have worked this hard if you were healthy and it weren't so bad. Maybe I should walk up the street and try and get a job at the bank. Cause leave it up to me, Janique's. We'll probably end up robbing the bank. Then Wayne calls on my phone. Conversation wasn't that long. Gets me a flight to Houston in the morning. Oh, it's my time, yeah, it's on. He's thinking of signing me. I come home. We make a mixtape of 17 songs and almost get a Grammy off of that thing. They love your son, man. That boy gone. You get the operation you dreamed of, and I finally send you to Rome and get to make good on my promise. It all worked out, girl. We should have known cause you deserve it. Should I pinch you after all the things that we've been through?
All right, so I'm not being a fan of that genre. I mean, I can appreciate it. And there was, like, this table of girls all fucking getting down. I'm like, Munchkin, go join them. Just go join them. And that's the beauty of music. And I've seen it in my life a few years back when I was in Germany. And I knew no German. And I met these guys. And I think I've talked about on the show before, it was my brothers in metal moment where I saw Rage, and I think it was Fair Warning, in Germany, in Nuremberg. And it was just fucking amazing. And I saw Saxon in, I think it was Dusseldorf, that same trip me and the ex went to. And it's awesome. And I think that if the Munchkin had gone up to that table and started singing with those girls, she would have been brought in. And that's the beauty of music. I think it doesn't matter if you speak the same language, but music brings everyone together at the end of the day. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to end this show, this podcast, and I probably will have a quick little moment with a friend of mine in Pescara on the next show before we jump into an interview from an Italian fucking awesome badass. One of my favorite guitar players out there today. Definitely my favorite in Italy. And one of my favorite bands out there today. That's your teaser, people. That's your fucking teaser. So anyway, we're going to end this show with some Neck Deep. They got a brand new record about to come out. I know you love pop punk like I do. Lee, mouth closed, sir. Mouth closed. I'm going to give you some Neck Deep. They got a brand new song. Before I let you go, I want to tell you guys, I love you all. I'm happy to still be with everyone. The shit that happened in Romania was scary as fuck, but I'm still alive to tell the tale. But anyway, I want to tell everybody, thank you so much for listening. And I want to give you, hold on, the Munchkin, I'm going to give you two big horns.
You know it won't be like this. It won't be like this forever. Stop the loneliness from sinking in, yeah.